the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
So good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome, whether you're here in church or whether you're at home. It's lovely to come and worship with you once more.
My brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate the presence of Christ in word and sacrament, let us call to mind and confess our sins. Father, eternal giver of life and grace,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us,
forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love new every morning in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who is in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honour your mother and father." He said to Jesus, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left the house, or brothers or sisters, or mother or father, or children or fields, for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields, but with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I wonder what answer did the man described in the Gospel expect? We sense his enthusiasm to meet Jesus. He runs, he kneels before him and asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Here was a man who lived what looked like a good life. And yet Jesus says he lacks one thing. He challenges him to sell what he has and give the money to the poor and then to follow him. Perhaps the man hoped the answer would be more positive, keep doing what you're doing kind of thing, but no. He got an uncomfortable answer. And here we draw together in some way this gospel and our first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, which talks of the word of God as living and active, as something that is piercing, that judges the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. It's a strange reading in a way, written as if the word of Scripture has a single voice, because we know that the Scriptures don't work like that. The words were written over centuries by different people at a different time within a different context. But yet there is still truth in these words. For Scripture, taken seriously, does have this remarkable capacity to both challenge and inspire. Which brings us back to this gospel and the man who asks what he must do to inherit eternal life. Over the days I've thought about this reading and this sermon, I've thought how often in my sermons they're not concerned so much with the big issues of the day, but about us as individuals and the journey of faith that we're all on. I've wondered whether that's right. But then I've reflected on how the Jesus we find in the Gospels was often indifferent to the big issues and institutions of his time. Rather, his ministry was largely to the people and individuals before him, inviting whomever it was to see their life differently, calling them to fullness of life, to a life lived in love and service. And the encounter before us is one example. As a man is challenged by the answer to his question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" The answer grieved him, yet it was an answer born of love, for Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And how much difference it makes when something difficult is said to us with a look of love. And through this divine gaze, Jesus saw him as he was, saw through the facade to see what really drove and motivated him. And so he tells him to sell what you own, and more than that, give the treasure to the poor. We don't know what happened then, whether he sold what he had and gave it away. I'd like to think so. because through this encounter with Jesus, his life was changed forever, and gradually, as he let go of what he clung to, his grief was turned to joy. But we don't know. We don't know if it had a happy ending. Indeed, one of the joys of Scripture is not always the answers, but in the questions that linger. So we are left reflecting on this passage, on words that, to return to that first reading for a moment, are indeed living and active, as we, through our imagination, bring our stories into the scene before us. And the imagery of this morning's gospel is particularly vivid. For even though we might be frail, and there are those amongst us who will struggle to run, we can still imagine running to meet Jesus. We can imagine kneeling before him, pleased to see him. And maybe we'd even come with the same question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And we can imagine Jesus looking at us, into us almost, smiling, and then, well, the answer, I guess, will be different for all of us. But it will, I think, be that which holds us back from following him as well as we might. For the man in the gospel, he was held captive by what he wanted and needed to possess. Hence the hyperbole that follows about the rich and the eye of a needle. But what about us? What if you place yourself in that scene? What might Jesus say to you today? Would it be go and be reconciled to someone you've hurt? Would it be to let go of some past pain that you carry? Would it be to share the burdens we carry with others rather than keep them to ourselves? Would it be to give away that which you cling to? I don't know. But it's worth remembering that change doesn't always come quick and easy, and it can bring us grief too. Yet whatever it is, remember Jesus smiling, not waving a finger in judgment, but smiling, helping us to see things differently, inviting us to take a risk. For the life of faith is a risky business built on paradoxes. Dying and rising, for example, or giving away to receive. And this risky faith found its ultimate expression on the cross, where Jesus gave himself for us all. Yet from that place of death, of giving away, came life beyond our imagining, an eternal life. Which brings us back to that question with which we began. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, time and again in the Gospels, is unafraid of asking and giving uncomfortable questions and answers. Yet he does so not to diminish life, but to draw those who heard it then and us now into a deeper life with him. So that the words on the pages of the Gospels are not dry and dull texts recounting a moment in history, but truly living and active. Words which, all these years on, if we pay attention to them, continue to inspire and encourage and challenge us all. Let me just draw things together with some words of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you look upon each one of us with love. Help us in the words before us to hear your voice, that it might penetrate through the layers of self-protection we each build and fashion us time and again to be the people you would have us be. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Looked to them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Let us pray. In the World Anglican Church community, we pray for the Anglican Church of the province of West Africa, based in Ghana with presence in Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia and the Gambia, and for their primate, the Most Reverend Jonathan Barbao Bonaparte Hart. We ask for your blessing and all the efforts being made to get vaccines to these countries, for the work of COVAC, whose aim is to accelerate the development and manufacture of COVID-19 vaccines and to guarantee fair and equitable access for every country in the world. In this diocese, we pray for those elected to the new General Synod, that they will be guided by your will to help decide the direction of the Church of England in the years to come. We thank you for all who stood for election, for expressing their commitment to your people. In this church, help us to demonstrate that the Word of God is alive and active through our actions and our faith. We pray for the bar staff of the community centre and for the work of the centre and its much valued support for local organisations and groups. Strengthen Nick and Paul and all your bishops and all your church in the service of Christ, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Many who are first will be last, and the last first. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those that provide succour and support to them. Blessed are the people who work in and support the food banks. Blessed are those that provide services to the poor through their work at St. George's Crypt. Blessed are those that fundraise for the crypt and those who respond to their giving. Blessed are those that volunteer as benefit advisors. Many who are first will be last, and the last first. Amongst the political noise, we ask that the words and experiences of the poor and those that speak for them are given the attention they deserve. That this nation and our leaders are judged on how well we address the needs of those living in poverty. Let's all recognise it's more blessed to give than to receive. Bless and guide Elizabeth, our Queen. Give wisdom to all in authority, and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that men may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We thank you for the communities in which we live, full as they are of the wonders of your creation. We pray especially for the residents of Kennilee Walk. We pray for all local schools celebrating their harvest festivals. We join with them in thanking you for the harvest, for the apples that are ripe and the plums are red, for the broad beans sleeping in their blankety bed. May these festivals continue to remind us all of our responsibility to pass on this world to the next generation in a better condition than it is now. Using the words from one of John Swale's 26 prayers for the climate and ecological emergency, Father of creation, God of grace, wake us up, equip us afresh. The world is in peril, let us be your hands and feet. Father of creation, God of grace, we thank you for the gift of this world, for beauty, for the gift of life and love. Father of creation, God of grace, we thank you for the stunning diversity found within creation. Mountains, streams, and the changing of the seasons. You declared it to be good, and it is good. It is beautiful. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Today we give thanks for the work of the Brain Tumour Charity and Brains Trust, who work with everyone affected by a brain tumour. We continue to ask your blessing on all those working in our NHS, who continue to experience demands on their time and capacity to care. Today we'll be all remembering friends, relatives and neighbours who need our prayers. In a moment of silence, we offer up our prayers for them. To those people, we add those who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Donald Townsley, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, and Patrick Crowley. And we pray also for those in long-term care and those that care for them. Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown and Jennifer Mode. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Give up yourself and you will find your real self. Lose your life and you will save it. Submit to death. Death of your ambitions and favourite wishes every day, and death of your whole body in the end. Submit with every fibre of your being, and you will find eternal life. We remember those who have recently died: Jimmy Westerman, John Tubby, Margaret Chambers. And remember those whose anniversary of death occurs this week: Sandra Scully. We give thanks to all those in this church who care for and minister those to those that have been bereaved. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of St. Mary and all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth. For by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again, you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. On the night he gave himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim his death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice for our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick. Let the oppressed go free and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all the saints at the table of your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. For God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and blessed God, you have fed us with the body and blood of your Son and filled us with your Holy Spirit. May we honour you, not only with our lips, but in lives dedicated to the service of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Amen. God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.